الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. What is الصحة؟ What is the definition of it? What type of sihr they are?
They are the definition that the specific person comes in a spell where the spell is reality, but the thing that they're feeling because of the spell is not reality.
And the other kind?
It would be delusion.
Delusion. Is it permissible to ask an arraf?
No.
What is an arraf?
The Lord who said that he knows the fact.
How about what is a mushrik? Is it permissible?
No.
Is it permissible to practice mushrik? What do you think?
There's two types of mushrik. The type that when you counteract witchcraft, witchcraft is not permissible. But when you counteract witchcraft with the animal, witchcraft is permissible.
Now, inshallah, we're going to go to chapter 28, and this is the chapter of Al-Tahayyur, Al-Siyara. The chapter of Al-Siyara. What has been said concerning Al-Siyara? Al-Siyara is superstition due to things that you see or due to things that you hear. And this fear, this superstition, will cause people not to carry on their activities. This is a fear. And I said in the definition it is superstition due to things that you see and things that you hear. And that varies from society to society and time to time. So on and so forth. The people of Al-Jahiliyyah, they used to practice Siyara. In the first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَا إِنَّمَا طَائِرُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Verily, their Siyara is with Allah, but most of them, they do not know. This ayah was revealed concerning Musa and the people of Fir'aun. The people of Fir'aun, whenever a calamity befalling them or difficulty was put over them, they would say this is because of Musa and his people. So they get superstition due to Musa and his people. And whatever goes before them, they say this is to us, this is from us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says no, your siyara is with Allah. And here siyara, the meaning of siyara in this ayah is their destiny. Whatever Allah has instituted for them is with Allah. So it's not because of Musa or because of anything else. This is there what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instituted to befall them. The second ayah, which is in Surah Yasin, ayah number 19, also in this ayah where the people were, the messengers were sent to a certain town. And those people of the town said, we are superstitious because of you. So the messenger said, no, طائركم معكم. قالوا طائركم معكم. The reason for your, the difficulty that you have is because of you. So you realize how the ayat, in the first ayah, it says طائرهم عند الله. It's with Allah. And here it says, your طائرهم معكم. So it is your siyara is with you. And here it means that that action is with you. Your actions are coming out of you, not because of us. Then the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا صفر أخرجاه زاد مسلم ولا نوى ولا هو. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negating that is adwa, adwa simplicity, and negating the tiyara, negating the hama, negating the safar, negating the nawa, and then he negates the ghul. Huh? What is here was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negating the adwa, contagiosity. This negation does not refer to the existence of contagiosity. And contagiosity means when a diseased person and the disease in that person will transfer to another person. This is contagiosity. This contagiosity is present. We see people who have disease, people who have diseases, their diseases go to other people. And that not only in diseases that you might be thinking of, like a flu and a cold and other things, but also diseases of the heart. Therefore, the righteous predecessor said, do not sit with the people of bid'ah. Do not be with the people of sinful lifestyle. Because their diseases will transfer to those who are healthy. So contagiosity means the transfer of diseases from a sick person to a healthy person. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negating contagiosity, he's not negating that there is something where the disease is transferred from one person to another. But he is negating that this contagiosity behaves on its own accord. He's negating that the contagiosity is a reason that is influential by itself. And he's not negating that it exists. Nor he is negating it's a reason. Therefore the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, لا يورد ممرض على مصح. Do not let those who are sick come to those who are healthy. So from those two hadith we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us not to be around reason that will make us sick, but at the same time he is teaching us if we get sick, not because contagiosity in itself is acting, but because due to the destiny of Allah. So whether you get sick to that person or you do not get to that sick to that person, if Allah has instituted for you to get that disease, you're going to get it, no matter where you are. And also another benefit for us is to, for us not to carry animosity towards other people. Sometimes people carry animosity. You have a flu, you visit somebody, you see he has a flu, you get the flu, you say, this person gave me the flu. And you start little by little, you might hurt this person. All of the sickness I have because of that person. نحن معك الدرس الآن. لا نوجد الآن. So we do not have this type of behavior because we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is no contagiosity. So it's not the person who was sick, he has the power to give you that disease. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is no khiyara. He also he negated the khiyara, but the negation of the adwa, the contagiosity is different than the negation of al-siyara. Because here when the Prophet ﷺ negated al-siyara, he does not negate its existence. Because we can see in our own eyes, people are practicing siyara. But he is negating that this practice has any reality to it. He is negating that it has any influence to it. Whereas in the example of the Siyah in Adwa, he was negating that this Siyah can affect everybody. So what? Everybody at the same time. So when the Prophet ﷺ negated a Siyah, he did not negate its existence because we see that the Siyah exists even today in our society, but he is negating that this qiyara has any real influence. Therefore in the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami, when Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami, he said, some of us, they have qiyara. He said, this is something that is within yourself. So do not get it stopped. So when the Prophet ﷺ said this something is within yourself, he is negating it has any reality to it. So if a person is about to leave his house and as he is walking out, he sees a black cat. Say, no, I'm not going to go anywhere today because that black cat is telling me something. It's telling me my trip is not going to be good. He is not having this superstition, and this superstition making him start receiving his affairs. Or a person is traveling Friday the 13th. They know I'm not going to get on this airline. Friday the 13th, my seat number is 13, and I'm sitting at 13 row. I'm not going nowhere. That is superstition, because it has no reality. And this qiyara represents deficiency of the tawheed. Because our tawheed means for us to depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He is the one who brings good to us and keeps evil from befalling them. So the person who has fear in his heart, he might either stop his affair altogether, or he might proceed, but he feels a lot of worry and concern. And both of those represent deficiency in his dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have said before that dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of our tawheed, part of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَيُعْجِبُنِي الْفَأْلِ. He said, but I like الْفَأْلِ. They said, what is الْفَأْلِ? He said, الْفَأْلِ is a nice word, a nice statement. الْفَأْلِ is not part of al-qira. But just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْفَأْلِ, an example of it is a nice statement that you hear. You go to be traveling somewhere and somebody say, Alhamdulillah, go and may Allah make your trip successful. And that will give you an encouragement to proceed in your effort. This has nothing to do with aqiyah, because this is just like encouragement. If I see you doing something and I encourage you, will you get encouraged and get passion towards what you want to do? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved al-fa'l, and that fa'l is an encouragement, a good statement. You're going to have a test and somebody tells you, well, inshaAllah, you're going to be successful in your test. This is an encouragement, this is a fa'l. If somebody tells you that this was very hard and I don't think you're going to make it. He is lowering your deed. Isn't that true? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the fa'l. وَلِأَبِي دَاوُودِ بِسَنَدٍ صَحِيحٍ عَنْ عُقْبَةٍ بِنْ عَامِرٍ. But it is according to Urwa bin Amir, not Uqba bin Amir. Urwa bin Amir radiallahu anhu قال إذ ذكرت الصيرة عند رسول الله فقال أحسنها الفأل ولا ترد مسلما فإذا رأى أحدكم ما يكره فليقل اللهم لا يأتي بالحسنات إلا أنت ولا يدفع السيئات إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. Before we talk about this hadith, we did not tell you about what is al-hama and what is al-faqa. So لا حامة ولا فقر. الحامة, they say it was like a half of hour. And this hour, when somebody is killed or somebody is about to die, they used to think about it if we come to the half house and tell the news of that somebody is going to die. So the Prophet ﷺ negated that. And Safar is the Islamic month, the second Islamic month, Muharram Safar. And the days before Islam, they used to think that month is not a good time. So the Prophet ﷺ negated that. So this hadith by Abu Dawood, and this hadith might be a mursal hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I like the fa'l, but do not let the qira deter any one of you. And if one of you sees something that he does not like, let him say, O Allah, you are the bringer of good, and you are the one who keeps evil at bay, and there is no power and no control except by you, and or except in you. Also according to Abdullah bin Ibn Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu marfu'an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-tiyaratu shirk, al-tiyaratu shirk, wa ma minna illa, walakin Allah yuzhibuhu bil-tawakkul." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-tiyara is shirk, al-tiyara is shirk." And there is none amongst us who does not feel something in his heart about al-tiyara, but Allah removed that with us putting our trust in Allah. This is the hadith. So in here, the author of the hadith says al-tiyara is shirk. So why we al-tiyara is shirk? Because al-tiyara is shirk, it could be shirk in different perspectives. First, al-tiyara could be shirk because a person is dependent on a cause and making something into a cause which is not a cause. And we have studied that as an aspect of shirk. Are you with me? But this type of shirk is not the shirk that will take the practitioner of this action outside the fold of Islam, because this will be a minor shirk. So whoever sees something that he does not like, or he ever hears something that he does not like, let him not stop, and let that thing not deter him. Because Allah will remove that you feel inside of your heart by depending upon Him. That He is the bringer of good, and He is the one to keep evil from before you. And لأحمد بن حديث بن عمرو قال من رجسه الطيرة عن حاجته فقد أشرك. قالوا ما كفارة ذلك؟ قال أن تقول اللهم لا خير إلا خيرك ولا طير إلا طيرك ولا إله غيرك. And in that this hadith it says whoever the طيرة may stop him, is that the person who committed shirk? And they said, what is the kafara of that? He said, the kafara of that for you to say, oh Allah, there's the only good is your good. And the only bird is the bird that you create. This is one translation or one interpretation. The only birds are the birds that you create, which means, because al-tiyara comes originally from watching the birds. If they go to the right, it's good, or if they go to the left, it's bad. So you say, oh Allah, you are the one who brings good to me, and the birds are yours. You created those birds. They have nothing to do with bringing good to us or keeping evil from befalling us. Nor there are indications of that. And the second tafsir of al-tiyara here, what it means, that and there is no destiny except your destiny. So everything is with the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Ahmad narrates in hadith from Fadl bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, it says, إِنَّمَا الطِّيَرَ مَا أَمْضَعْتَ أَوْ رَجَّكَ. It says, الطِّيَرَ, is that something which will let you go, or that something which will stop you? So it could be anything. It does not have to be a bird. It could be the bird, the rat, the owl, the horoscope, number 13. Everything that has no connection, true connection with what you want to do, if that what you see or that what you hear makes you proceed or makes you stop, this is up to you. Could be you're walking outside the house and you see a dead bird. Okay, that is a bad day. I'm not going to proceed about my business today. And people have different things that they utilize or they imagine
as causes for superstition.
So from this chapter we know that Asiya has no reality to it, and Asiya is not according to the teaching of Al-Tawheed, because the person who practices Qiyara, he is not depending on Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is depending a little bit on that part of the Qiyara. And that's what he sees, he sees it as something that has an influence upon his own self. But every one of us might see something and feel something in his heart. If that happens, how can we expiate that and stop that? By saying, Allahumma la khayra illa khayruk wa la khayra illa khayruk. And go about in your business and depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another issue that is not connected to Asiyara, but you have to mention it so not for us to misunderstand. If you are traveling and you hear on the news that there's a storm coming and the road is blocked and this and that, and you start to cancel your trip, this is not part of Qiyara, because this is part of something that has true connection to your trip. So that is based on knowledge that is beneficial. We're asking a dead bird has nothing to do with the road condition. Now, inshallah, let us hear.